This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV.
Welcome to the Coleman Area Library, then and now. The Coleman Area Library came about as a result of efforts by the Coleman Study Club. In 1967, plans for the construction of a new bank were underway. At that time, the community was serviced by a bookmobile from the Grace A. Dow Library. However, problems associated with the bookmobile's limited hours and selection led the study club to establish a local library board, purchase the former State Bank building, and convert it into a public library. Renovations were completed in 1968, and the library opened for business as a branch of the Grace A. Dow Library, with Catherine Bradley as the director. Nyla Young replaced Catherine as director in 1975. Originally a department of the City of Coleman, it became a district library in 1976, when the city was no longer able to finance the entire operation. A partnership was formed consisting of the City of Coleman and the townships of Warren and Geneva. The library also contracted with Edenville Township for the portion of the township situated within the Coleman School District. At this time, the library severed its ties with Grace A. Dow and became an independent entity. Since 1976, the library has been funded by a 1 mill levy and also received significant revenue from penal fines, state aid, and various grants. Additional revenue is generated locally. In 1984, the old library underwent a major renovation, expanding to the second floor. The children's area was relocated to this area along with the genealogy and a small meeting room. Upon Nyla's retirement, Gail Nelson became director in 1986. Today, the old brick bakery is located in the former library building. In 1997, the city took possession of the site where the former Coleman High School once stood. At that time, the fire department was already located on a portion of the lot, and the city eventually hoped to consolidate all public buildings on this site. The library board was offered a portion of the lot under the condition that they promptly start planning for a new library. A committee was formed under the chairmanship of Carl Bauman. Local civil, electrical, and mechanical engineers volunteered their services as well as that of a surveyor. The architectural firm of Otto, Bensinger, and Dice was hired to assist in the planning. After 2 years of planning, Three Rivers Construction broke ground on June 25, 2002. Kenneth Crowell volunteered his time as project leader, and many local residents served on the committee. The new building opened its doors on November 13, 2002, and our official dedication ceremony was held on May 8, 2003. Major funding was provided by the Strohstacker, Gierstacker, Herbert H. and Grace A. Dow Foundation, and Midland Area Community Foundation. Other significant donations were received from Chemical Bank, Dow, Dow Corning, the City of Coleman, Warren, and Geneva Townships. Today, the Coleman Area Library is proud to serve a population of approximately 4,600 residents. A visit to the library today might mean retrieving books from the after-hours lockers, checking out a wide variety of unexpected items, or shopping our extensive used book sale, where you can buy used books for just $1 for a full bag. Is a lasting symbol of the support from our community. The trunk was built by a local craftsman, and each leaf is engraved with the names of businesses, individuals, and memorials to loved ones. The library's collection includes nearly 30,000 books, with an additional 60,000 in ebooks and downloadable audiobooks from our shared collection. These are available for free with your Coleman Area Library card and the Libby app. From romance to true crime, westerns to mystery, you can find it all at the library. This Charles J. Strohstacker Community Room is available for rent to library patrons. The library hosts many free, engaging community programs and events here. Join us for trivia nights, children's programs, puzzle competitions, crafting classes, as well as performances and plays, mystery escape rooms, holiday events, and our popular summer reading program. The community room also features a smaller donor tree just starting to branch out, as well as artwork by local artists. Our vibrant and fun children's room offers books for children of all ages. Check out one of our book boxes for a surprise collection of books. Find board books and picture books for babies and toddlers, nonfiction for students, books for early readers, and chapter books for older kids. New books are always being added to our collection, and you can also find those comforting classics. Children's events and crafts are regularly offered in the children's room. Check our calendar of events online, on Facebook, or in the library, and then join us sometime for story time or other fun programs at the library. Check out the unexpected at the Coleman Area Library. Did you know your library card lets you check out things like a Wi-Fi hotspot, a kit to learn to read Braille, or even a telescope? With a $10 refundable deposit, adult patrons can take home items like Snap Circuits Kit for students to learn about electronics, a variety of STEM sets like this robotics kit, and others designed to get kids thinking and building. A metal detector could help you locate property lines or a lost ring. We also have family games and games for social-emotional learning. We have a variety of lawn games, which are great for reunions and open houses. Kits for learning about things like magnets, letters, balance, and more are available for children of all ages. We even have a thermal imaging camera and blood pressure cuff available for checkout. The newest addition to the library space is Collab and Create, a digitization lab and makerspace. Here you'll find technology to help you transfer VHS to digital format, or scan that big box of old family photos so you can share them with family and friends. In the makerspace, you can doodle with a 3D pen and use craft supplies to make whatever you want. The makerspace is available in the front corner of the library, and instructions are provided at each station. You can enlarge old photos or news clippings, or use our equipment to cut out letters, shapes, and more to make greeting cards or scrapbook pages. We even have equipment for you to create and record your own videos or podcast. Make it your way in the makerspace. For teens and young adults, we have a growing collection of fantasy, mystery, and romance just for you. Our Western readers love our large collection of new and old Westerns. And we have everything from cozy mysteries to thrillers in our mystery section. Love sci-fi and fantasy? We've got that too. So stop in today and check out all that the Coleman Area Library has to offer. We'd love to help you get your first library card or welcome you back to renew your card. For more information, visit our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Visit the Coleman Area Library, where you can learn, read, and explore.
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.